So for today, we're going to turn our attention to Paul in that second reading. We've been ignoring him lately. It's always kind of easy to ignore the second reading. Now, as a matter of fact, there is one consistent idea of Paul's that has been spread out between last week's second reading and this week's second reading. So we heard Paul today say, "I want you to be free of anxiety." And he said, "A married man or woman ought to act like they're not married." That's kind of a scary thing to hear. But this is directly following last week when he said, "Time is running out and the world in its present form is passing away." So taken as a whole, Paul is basically telling his little congregation in the city of Corinth that as disciples of Christ, we shouldn't be too involved in the world. Now, mind you, Paul is not saying any of this is bad, all right? Being married is not bad. Weeping, rejoicing, buying, and using are all perfectly ordinary things that we do in the world. Paul knows that. Paul is, at his heart, a realist. But he's saying that we can lose our focus on Christ when we get lost in these sorts of things. And also, it's worth bearing in mind, Paul was building on classic philosophical thought. Several great philosophers, you know, before Jesus, they said that all the stresses and worries of married life are incompatible with the life of a philosopher. It seems like Paul took that lesson to heart. So anyway, he's telling these people in Corinth, they don't need to get worked up so much about daily matters. So we're going to skip marriage for now. We'll come back to that in a minute. But Paul says that you should live as if you don't have anything to mourn, anything to celebrate, or anything to buy. He is not saying that literally. That would be terrible advice if taken word for word. He is giving his opinion that these things are ultimately distractions for us. We have a new heaven and a new earth in view. We are in it for the long term, so to speak. So we don't need to despair in mourning when someone loses their job. Those people are not defined by their job. And people are not truly lost when they pass from this world to the next. So we don't need to mourn too much. And just in the same way, we don't need to go nuts over matters of rejoicing. Do any of you have family members that worry way too much when hosting a party? You know, as if the entire world is going to come crashing down if the kitchen isn't perfectly clean and the spinach artichoke dip isn't ready the moment the first guest arrives. Come on, those things are nice, but they don't matter all that much in the long run. And yes, I was describing my mom. She throws a good party. Make no mistake, she throws a good party, but woe be to you if the kitchen is not perfectly clean by 1 o'clock. I'm just saying. Anyway, those are all passing joys, passing pleasures. Our lasting joy is nothing less than the Son of God, in whom we are all brothers and sisters. And of course, buying stuff should never entice us overmuch. You all know me. You know all about how I feel about Black Friday and consumerism. We're better than that. We don't need to be enslaved by objects and luxury items. Seriously, this is what Paul is saying. It is a simple message of don't worry about all that. Yeah, you can't cut it out of your life entirely, but limit it. because we care about greater matters than all of that put together. So I really do have to say a word or two about marriage, don't I? I mean, he said it pretty distinctly. Well, don't worry. Paul isn't saying to abandon your spouse. He is definitely not saying that. Paul believed, at the time of his writing, that the second coming of Jesus was right around the corner. I mean, like, next week around the corner. And, things didn't turn out that way. Here we are, a little less than 2,000 years after that letter was written. God still has work for us to do. We are clearly not done yet. But for Paul, that was not the expected way of things. So he was saying, guys, act as if Christ is all that matters right now, because we've got a very short amount of time to get ready for his coming. Don't worry about the daily needs of your marriage. Get your soul ready for Christ. You might not have a second chance. So on the one hand, that's good advice. We should absolutely get our souls ready for Christ and take a step back from all of the many distractions that life has to offer us. And yeah, we probably have more time than Paul thought, but you never really know how much time you actually have to do the right thing. Sometimes there is a chance for true holiness that comes once and never again. It comes, it goes, and there's no second chance from there. So we ought to be ready. And on the other hand, don't panic about this stuff. By all means, clean your house, tend to the needs of your wife or husband. Live your life and fear not, because there is absolutely nothing stopping us from living our lives with God in our hearts and Christ at our side. So when the time comes for something to change, we know that the Holy Spirit can guide us along the right path with wisdom and with grace.